So as you take your deep breaths, feel yourself centering and relaxing as you let go and relax deeply into your body. And let's consciously connect with each master around this circle. And imagine holding a circle, a big wide circle. And then imagine with your mind's eye, gently rising above the earth, gently rising as if you had wings. And you're gently rising above the earth. And you can look down now from way above, and you can look down on the earth. And you look down on your life, the new normal that you have established now in your life. And imagine as you look down from this vantage point, envision a new normal. Envision what it is that you desire to create. So just breathe into that and imagine this new normal that you desire to create for your life. And then gently, gently now, imagine yourself gently floating back down to the earth, coming all the way back down to where you are in the world right now, coming fully back into your body, taking a few more prana breaths. Anchoring this experience in the here and now. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Thank you. Tonight, the council would like us to start things off with sharing what we envision for the new normal for ourselves. And this week is for us personally. Next week is for us collectively. So we'll have a whole week to think about what our collective vision for the new normal will be. Today, they'd like us to share, and then they will follow up with whatever time is left. So there are 1, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. There's 13 of us total on the call. And we will all participate. And so it looks like we've got about 2 minutes each for our new normal envision. So please do the executive summary and who would like to start. And then just raise your hands and I will call on you for the next person. And the last time we, Jim, great, thank you.
This has been a great mental exercise.
Remember, please, that this recording will be heard by hordes of people someday.
Okay. My new normal will be the growing awareness of mastery in my consciousness, a clear understanding of my blueprint, and a more active participation in my co-creation of who I am and what I'm going to be doing, and the decisions being made out of a self-centeredness with the ability to respond rather than react. I'm feeling this change is occurring the last several weeks, knowing that physical behavior needs to change as well in relation to what I'm aspiring to do with online training and in-person training, and if that ever becomes available again. And the need for me to promote myself. And that has always been a mystery as to how to do that and to feel like I will even be successful. And I just have this new found confidence about moving forward with all of that. So that's where I am in stepping into more fully into my mastery is my new normal. Thank you.
Thank you, and may it be so.
May it be so. Thank you.
Hands up for who would like to go next, please. Tamir, we haven't heard you in a long time. Would you like to go next? Thank you.
I was thinking about this and realizing that in the moment, my new norm has been sort of the same for the last month. I was in quarantine because I traveled for 2 weeks and then I traveled again. So then I'm just finished another set of quarantine. So I haven't been out much. I'm still unpacking my house, which my stuff doesn't quite fit. So, you know, there's that going on. But I realize that it's I don't know what the new norm is, and it seems to me that I'm kind of been playing with living in the unknown for quite a long time, and it appears in my life anyway that that's going to continue. My work that I do is distance, so it's not affected really so much by all the social distancing and just the awarenesses that are going on. So for me, it's about living in the unknown and being more aware, just really about being aware and watching the judging mind that observes people and their opinions and their beliefs and their, and just, you know, letting that be the best that I can, just letting everything be, letting us all be, letting me be as I am. And just, it's just like every day I wake up and it's a new day, and I don't pay very much attention to what's going on outside of me. I assume I'll be told if something big happens. So I'm pretty much hunkered down into my very small life here right now. And I'm quite enjoying it. I'm happy with it. Thank you.
Thank you. So be it. For some reason, I feel like saying so be it. Denise, I think you had your hand up earlier. Still ready to share? Thank you.
Sure.
Tamir, if you could go on mute. Thank you.
So my new normal both has the confidence that Jim mentioned and the not knowing that Tamir mentioned. I feel like I'm in a very tender place lately, and I think it seems to be related to a percolating up of shadow elements and letting them percolate up, and so it makes them, the tenderness arrives. So it's good. I feel very good that it's happening, and I feel very tender around it. So my new normal is to work through this process, to become more confident in who I know that I am underneath, you know, without the limitations and inhibitions of those more shadow type elements. And then living in the unknown, which I'm really comfortable with when I'm at a higher level of consciousness. But when I drop into the fear and the tenderness and all this kind of stuff that it's hard to be in. So it is that wanting to move forward in this, simply moving forward in this process to a place that is more confident and more in that higher level of consciousness where I'm a pretty happy, pappy person, you know, when I'm there, which I am much of the time, but then the other comes up. So that's mine. Thank you.
I feel like saying, hey, on this one. Thank you. Who's next? Cynthia, thank you.
So my journey of the unfolding has been happening for the last year and a half. I've been on a cancer journey. And so the quarantine has been the big change. Is I don't have a lot of medical appointments. We're doing telehealth. So actually I have more energy. And I feel like I'm moving into that new normal because I have been dealing with a lot of fear and getting more comfortable in that and knowing, having a lot of practices to ground and getting more comfortable with that unknown. So I think it's walking more in the moment and being present to what comes up and really appreciating. I listened to one of the Grand Council current events of just really looking at this as a gift and having that, you know, just realizing how wealthy and how much we have just at hand as my husband and I have just simplified and are being home and not trying to get out there. So this new normal is simpler. And focusing on what we have, and there's a kindness. And I like the word tenderness too, but there's a kindness. I was craving a diverse Mayberry RFD. I think I've said that. And I feel like within our neighborhood, we are experiencing that. There's a watching out for each other, sharing what we have, and so I want this to continue in my new normal. And in that too is in my own mastery of sorts, my things are unfolding organically. As I'm not have let go of more of my driven self and setting these kind of heady goals or whatnot. And because I have not been able to move in that way. So this is another level of allowing the unfolding and the unknown, and some sweet magical surprises are happening. And my new normal is doing more work. I'm doing spiritual direction online with clients, and that is unfolding nicely. So more present, simpler, kindness, and appreciation and gratitude for what is. So.
Thank you. And the magic. May it be so. Who's next, please? Tammy, hi.
Hi. Megan, thank you so much for that meditation because it made me aware of something, like something made itself known. Like when I was looking at my new life, my new blueprint, I could actually feel it. I knew what was right. And as soon as I tried to imagine something more, went off it. And so I had to come back to what it was, where I was, feel it. It was so clear, wonderful, and simple. And so I don't know what we were going to talk about tonight, but that is amazing because I never felt it before. I never felt it so clear before. So yeah. Cool, something clicked there. I guess I'm accepting myself more and being a lot happier and more present, and understand that also more, that my power lies in the ability to transform my situation myself. And so with the ability to transform things in my life and accept that the answer doesn't have to come right away. It's already, I know when I process things, I know when I transform things inside myself, and that's reassurance enough that I gave attention to it and I loved it, acknowledged it. And when I feel it's done, it's like there's a further step that I want to step into, which is the letting go completely of it and knowing it's there. And, you know, these sounds like words I've probably talked about for 10, 15, 20 years, but it seems like everything makes more sense. I'm grasping more, deeper level understanding. And so I'm really grateful to be understanding the consciousness. So it's wonderful to see you all. And I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Who would like to go next, please? Jeff, thank you.
Yeah, well, what I've noticed recently, we have a fire pit in our yard. So we've been having fires just about every night with the boys, and we've been having great sharings. It's been great, but what I've noticed more than anything is I'm still working, and I work at a big manufacturing facility, and I just notice where people are a lot more awake. We're practicing social distancing, but in the process of that, it makes people, instead of thinking about me, they start looking at other people and respecting their space. And I also noticed just the way the whole place has been running, it's a lot more low key, and people are being empowered to do their job instead of having supervision stand over their shoulders and direct them. They're letting the place run itself like it should. And that's just great. I would love to, for that just to continue, that we could have that peace and that caring for one another, that we respect each other's space and think about the other person first before we think about ourselves. I think that's something great that we can glean from this. Obviously, there's going to be those that aren't awake and will never see that, but there's a lot of people that seem to really be practicing that, and that's great. I just love that. So that's what I had to share. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Who would like to go next, please? Stella, please. Thank you.
Thank you. I feel like I have been navigating chaos with Fierce Grace for about 2.5 years now. So it's like, okay, so if we're thinking of this as a new normal compared to the old normal of the last few years, what came up for me in the meditation is, how can I be of service in a way that's sustainable energetically and financially for me? So that's the question that I'm asking myself. And at a personal level, I've really been working with clearing out the patriarchal conditioning that's left in my system. And that feels, this morning it felt a little bit like scrubbing a shrine clean of all of the icky residue from past stuff, the melted wax and the, you know, the ickiness that comes from life and being in a place where people come by. And so this morning felt like a cleansing of the patriarchal residue, and particularly the good girl archetype, with her bad girl reactive rebel, and and that and the fawning nervous system overreaction, people pleasing, codependence, all of which is a trauma response. So it's like, okay, how can I work with my soul gardener to clear those weeds from the shrine that is my body and my soul, and come back into this place of wholeness. And the words that keep coming through this week have really been about how a woman who remembers that she is wise, wild, and free cannot be tamed. And so it's like, can we remember? Maybe this applies to the feminine within men as well. Since there are two men on this call and there may be more men listening later. But can we remember that part of us that is wise, wild, and free? And can we choose to unshackle ourselves from this conditioning that's no longer relevant and no longer supportive and no longer sustainable? So that's what I've been working with, and look forward to seeing what comes up next. I'm having a nudge to say that as I've been navigating this place, navigating the chaos in the last couple of years, what holds true is we are navigating uncharted waters, but we have been navigating through our life with a map or some kind of guidance for a while. So we are skilled navigators. All of us on this call and all of the people listening, we are actually, in fact, skilled navigators. And so this is just an opportunity to use the skills that we have to turn inwards, to trust ourselves, to tune into that true north, and listen within as we move forward into these uncharted areas. And I have faith. I have faith in love. I have faith in humanity. I have faith in our capacity to play, trust, and surrender, and find our way. Thank you.
Wow. Oh, I feel like I've just come out of a sacred ceremony. Thank you. Thank you, Stella. Adrian, would you like to go next?
Yeah, I hear you, Diane. It just feels like so much wisdom here. I love that word, unshackle. And I've been hearing a lot of poetry lately. So today I just experienced this kind of that unbearable lightness of being. Like I just felt such well-being. And so it feels like, yeah, this is just perfect. Like, what is it about today? Well, I'll use the word undomesticating myself, so that I am moving into areas that I haven't visited in my psyche for many years. And it's this whole new exploration that's really opening up doors for me. So there's that piece. I'm on a bunch of courses because I always have to do courses, and I'm meeting communities of people that are just so, it's just so delightful to spend time with them on Zoom calls and really have all these beautiful, meaningful conversations. So there's that piece. And then another piece is that I'm really called to spend time in going inside and integrating the discarded parts of myself and bringing that home. So finding home and who I am is it's a big theme, where I belong. And then I'll worry about what emerges from there later. But for now, that's a really big, juicy exploration for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian. It's I'm being very conscious of how thematic everything everyone has said has been in some part of my experience over the last many weeks, and part of our harmonizing that we do every day, Megan and I, and part of the council's messages about things coming through. And it's remarkable how in alignment those are with what other people are saying as well. So it's really encouraging. Who's next, please? Zara, would you? Thank you.
Okay. Well, I've been finding myself having just more time and space and really feeling like it's such a golden opportunity to discover how I want to use that time and be. And so I've been very actively engaging in things that nourish me and, you know, having more time for ritual and ceremony and meditation and going for walks on the beach and being in nature. And what I'm thinking is, wow, this new normal is pretty awesome. And I'd like to be able to cultivate that in, like, right now I'm not having to work as much, but to be able to have that balance between a regular life and the regular demands, but still keeping true to all these things that I'm implementing now that are really nourishing. And it feels like very much aligned with who I am and what I really care about and really want to be engaging in. So I'm really appreciating this strange opportunity. And it just feels like it took some pressure off me. So I feel like I can relax more. I'm getting more rest. I just living my life with more ease, more joy, this kind of thing. So it's been really awesome. My biggest trauma is going to the grocery store, I have to say. It's quite funny how that comes, like there's some way, that's where I get to feel other people's stress and, you know, the dynamic that's really at play, which I'm aware of, but that's where it shows up in my world. So I'll just try to be patient with all of that. Thank you.
Yeah, let's hope that doesn't become the new normal for much longer. Yes. So we have Stacy, Elena, Megan, and myself remaining. Okay, Elena, thank you so much. And thank you, Zara.
Zara, that's funny because every time I go to the grocery store, when I walk in, my nose starts running.
Oh, no.
When I walk out, literally before I get to my car, my nose stops running. It's like, and I finally, after the first time it happened, I realized, oh, wow, my physical body is reacting to the amount of fear that's in the grocery store. It's pretty, it's amazing. Now I notice it happens when I do other minor chores like that too, but the grocery store is like, anyway, so fun. I live in France and we just finished a month of being asked to stay home, and we just got asked yesterday to stay home for another 28 days. So that'll be about 2 months by the end of it. So we're right in the middle, I hope. And I decided even before we knew that I was going to take this weekend and do the 5-day mastery journey that Megan and Diane and the council offer as a way to like go back into that material and kind of a, you know, I'm in a new place to go in a deeper way. And so that in itself is like a great way to just kind of step back and also step in at the same time. So I feel like, I don't know what normal is exactly, but I think my new normal in the moment certainly seems to be doing that good telescoping thing of like, you know, looking on some level at detail, but also the macro level. And in the moment, it feels really attenuated. I feel like I'm really on one level, the human part and the spiritual part are very far away, which is pretty fun. So that's kind of why I waited till last, because it's hard to sort of put words to what I think and feel about myself in the moment and where I am. But I think it's something about, again, radical unconditional self-love and exploring that and deepening into that. And it's also about knowing my blueprint in a new way and like really feeling into that in a new way. And it feels more kinesthetic this time, which is really nice. So yeah, it's really, I think the new normal is a lot like the old normal, I think, as Stella said, which is, you know, I don't know what's going to happen 10 minutes from now, much less tomorrow. And just, you know, living in the beautiful, magical, crazy uncertainness of life. Yeah, and doing it in these conditions instead of whatever the conditions were before. So different and the same, I guess. So, yeah. Thanks.
Same, different. Thank you. Stacy, would you like to go next? Thank you.
Sure, thank you. Hi, everybody. Like many people, probably, I work at home and I love working at home. And so my new normal is so much my normal for a long time. But I just find there's so much happiness and gratitude for where I am, and slowing things down and making more choices. Well, no, I think I've been good at making choices for myself, but I guess what I'm really focusing on is expanding past out of my isolation to actually reach out more, be more connected to family, to be more connected, maybe reaching out with no strings attached, like delivering butter tarts to my neighbors, and pushing myself. I want to do this, so I'm going to do this, and so I did it. It was Easter, I guess. I baked for my first time because I'm always on a diet. So I didn't want to eat all the butter tarts, so I delivered them to my neighbors. So like just kind of taking some risks and also noticing how much abundance that is out there. There's so many courses and there's so many things that I could be doing. And so I get to sit and I go, okay, do I want to do that one? No, I don't want to do that one. Do I want to do that one? Yeah, I want to do that one. And then this weekend I'm preparing for a 3-day course that I was supposed to be in Colorado for, but I'm doing it on Zoom for 24 hours, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So there's so much variety and so much opportunity. And I guess I'm feeling grateful and amused, even with all the ups and downs, because of course I'm lonely and of course I'm feeling what everybody else is feeling. And I wish I had a beach to walk on. It was snowing today and the sun was out and it was snowing and I was walking. And so there's just so much going on. And so I just have a lot of gratitude and also a lot of mindfulness and really, really being more devoted to myself and taking care of my inner child and protecting myself and making choices that maybe I wouldn't have been so aware of before. So I think there's probably more I could say, but I think that sums it up pretty well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Megan, would you like to share?
Sure.
You know, I've been gathering groups of people since I was about 6. It's on my blueprint. And gathering community for experience. And what my new normal feels like is that I feel just on the edge of something really exciting, really super important, which is communal dreaming. And last night I tried it in my we sort of tried it out in my Feminine Path of Power group, and we did a communal dreaming into what we want the future to be. And I just led a meditation and everyone came up with these most amazing things that we could do. And so my new normal is the excitement of gathering communities like we're doing and dreaming collectively. I feel like I've done it here and there, and now I feel like this new normal, because of this reset is that I feel being called as a community, as a spiritual community, to dream the world together. So I'm really excited about that. Thank you.
Thank you, Megan. We've just had somebody trying to call in, and I wonder if you can block that person in case we're getting scammed.
It's Christine. It's Christine that called in.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, thank you, Christine.
As I mentioned, I was in another meeting, and I'm here now. So I'm going to listen to the recording also. So,
all right. Well, yeah. Okay, well, welcome. And we're just ready to hear from the Grand Council, so perfect timing. Christine, would you like to spend a minute or 2 minutes maximum telling what you have envisioned for as your new normal for yourself? Or do you feel prepared to do that?
Oh, no, I really want to do that. I'm prepared.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I appreciate so much what you said, Megan, because I really want to support what you're going to do, because I feel so strongly about that it's very, very critical for us right now during this time to focus on the new world that we want to create and how we want to live our lives. And this is a very, very precious time. And for me, the new normal is a whole different way of life in every area. It's just coming together, but what I would love is to hear more from Megan and others. Maybe we could talk about that more at another time and somehow form a community that can support and put together what it is for each of us and support each other, because it's critical. Hello?
Yeah, we're just waiting for you. If you're finished, you say thank you.
Thank you very much. I mean, for me, it's so dramatically altered by what happened today. I don't want to take the time to go into it. I had a major shift today, and maybe next week or another time I can share more, but I don't want to take the time just to say that I'm in a big shift, and I realize I don't want to go back to the old way of life, and I'd like to be part of a community that explores that, where we really hold each other for accountability. Because, you know, people are saying, if this is over too soon, I'll forget, like with anything else. And I want to be able to live, create a new world with other people. So thank you.
Christine, thank you. Your timing could not have been more impeccable. And thank you. I appreciate that you gave us a heads up that you would be joining later. So glad you weren't one of those spam experiences in Zoom. Anything but. So thank you very much. Yeah. If you can go on mute now, I think the council is ready to speak for about 15 minutes. And I guess my sharing is just, it's extraordinary to me what everybody has shared. I've taken a few quick notes, and probably everything that you have said I have experienced over the last 3 weeks in one way or another, whether it's in dream or meditation or in talking with and having the council talk through me. We're in a very active phase of developing new programs for the Mastery Project that will be opening up in March of next year with a base in Europe. And we're carrying on with that. And it's just one of these extraordinary acts of faith that, you know, the funding will come together and the timing will be there and the social distancing will allow us to do all of that, and that we won't all have to be vaccinated in order to get on airplanes, or we will, and that'll work out too. You know, there's just so many variables that are well beyond any one person's control. And I think that that's one of the beauties that has come out of this. As an oracle, and for this lifetime as an oracle, I work in the great unknown all the time. So it's not a big leap for me to be in the unknown. What's different though is that I've chosen to stick around through all of this. I could easily have left the planet a few times, as any of us can, when we decide we've had enough, or our blueprint suggests it's one of those nexus points where we decide to stay and recommit to our lives, or we can go.
and start over or transform into another form and participate from another dimension or however it is that we choose to do it. And I am really, really, really grateful that back in 2003, when I had SARS and died, I chose to come back. And I'm really glad that I did, because this is like a revisit. This is like the second part of the show, right? And it's just fascinating, because I was so ill the first time around for 9 months. I chose not to have medical attention. I didn't have allopathic medical attention. I had naturopathic medical attention. And it took me 9 months to recover organically. And I had 9 months of living out there, not having a clue, you know, what was going on in the world or what was going on in my body. And so this experience, though, is much different, because I'm not isolated and flat, being one of few people that I knew who had SARS. I'm with two dear friends who are caretaking my well-being, and I'm in community with you. And it's such an experience because of that. And I'm not sick, thank goodness. So for me, the envisioning of my new normal is that the unknown is a shared dynamic with community of like-minded and spirited people. And that's really nice for somebody that's a very independent lifestyle and have for much of my life, even though I'm very communally oriented and I've organized community many, many times. It's really fun for me to be in community with you. So I thank you all from the depths of my being. Now I'm going to get out of the way, because there's only about 10 minutes left for the council. So let's all close our eyes, feet on the ground. And prana breaths, three of them, in through the nose and out through the mouth, taking in everything that everyone has offered and integrating whatever kernels of wisdom and insight there is there for you. And trusting that your wisdom, your mastery is all you need in order to navigate what is and what will be. And so it is, we come and we say, what wisdom, what knowledge, what intelligence. And we are not at all easily impressed, as you know, although we are all is impressed with humanity. We are not easily impressed. And yet today on this call, we have heard such surrender to what is. And this is the key to optimizing your co-creative capabilities, both in your own life and with one another. And so as we have forecast our topic of the next Wednesday evening with us and with all of you or whomever will be on that list of 12, is envisioning a collective new normal. And so we will do a bit of work on that. And as the Christine suggests, anyone who wishes to come together to create something that is collectively a new normal, that is inclusive, that is fair and just, and where all eat and all need not live in fear of this, that, or the other, and no one is lonely unless they choose to be alone, which is different. And everyone has shelter, food, clothing, opportunities for education, opportunities to travel, opportunities to express themselves. All of this, ideally, will be part and parcel of a new normal. And yet the timelines are so fluid right now. Many of you of the yesterday, we had quite an experience with the oracle, for indeed she does feel everything that is going on energetically, as many of you on this call do. You're very kinesthetically sensitive. The timelines were whipping around yesterday as if they were pieces of ribbon in the wind. And those of you that might have felt out of sorts or heavy or extra emotional or whatever you might have felt, that was
exaggerated would have been because of this. There are many possibilities of how your planet and the beings on your planet will go from this reset opportunity into, quote unquote, the future. And the more deliberately and co-creatively and consciously you do this and together, and you don't do it out of desperation because what was so bad, or if we don't do it quickly, then somebody else is going to decide for us. No, none of the desperation, none of the fear, none of the worry, none of the all the kinds of things that are being perpetrated by those who are voting for their timeline to supersede all others. And as the Stella has said, the patriarchal residues, all of that is still very much in that ribbon of that timeline. And then there are many other timelines, some of which have agendas, some of which just have dreams and hopes and intentions for masterful living, each and everyone together peacefully. So we ask you with fervent request that for this week, even if you do not end up being one of the people on next week's call, you may, of course, in this hour, sit in meditation, sit in community with those who will be on the call, and hold your vision and contribute your vision. And you can always write to ancientfuture.today and share your vision. Write to the Megan and the Diane and share your vision. And that will go somewhere on the ancientfuture.today. If it is light, love, and laughter, and intelligence, and fairness and justness, and all of the things that go along with those other three key things that we insist on resonance. For indeed, you are already co-creating with each other, with the rest of humanity, with the rest of life forms on your beautiful planet, with Gaia herself, and with all of us, the councils, the angels, the guides, everything that is truly in your great unknown, that is oddly enough known to us and to some of you because you are willing to speak with us. We will become more, well, the councils and the angels and all of that, through many of you who are position and be spokespeople for these other opinions and these other perspectives. As time goes on, more and more people who have been afraid of persecution or victimization or suffering or whatever, it will drop that as they understand that they are not the only odd outlier sort of characters in the neighborhood. So please take this newfound confidence. Some of you are take the confidence, take the tenderness, take the kindness, take the willingness to play and to be all of who you all are, individually and collectively, and allow it to become more visible. Allow it to become your new operating system. Allow it to inform within you, and allow it expression from you out, this push-pull that a few of you talked about, or the macro micro, or the outward inward, that is so much a part of the new formation of who all of you are choosing to be individually and collectively. So be aware that pulling out and having a big view and then coming back in and doing the shadow work, as the Denise said, or any of the other things that you are doing, the expressions. Some of you are doing more art than you normally do. Some of you are, as the Adrian mentioned, the poetry, many poems going, many people creating songs and sharing them and asking with the lyrics, etc. All of these kinds of things, sending videos, chickens, nesting kittens, and people thinking it's so sweet. Whereas in a busy day of the former way that all of you were living, they might not even have taken time to look at it because it was just a chicken after all. And so you see there are these sweetness moments coming into your lives all the time and arising through you all the time. Do not discard them when times get busy. Do not discard them when there is ambient that is drowning out these moments of silent or at least sweetness of less noise. Do not start turning on every light in your house so that you are brightly unaware of what time of the day or that there are stars in the sky. Continue to go out and walk and dance and play in the snow or revel in the beach or the mountains or the birds or the squirrels or the marmots or you may discover on your walks or on your sitting on the rocks and just being. Allow yourselves to be where you are now, deepened and broadened, for this is a far more gracious, far more urgent way of living than the ways all of you were living prior, as well as everyone who is not on this call right now, a truth for them as well. We must be very close to our time, if not, and we thank you for your gracious listening with all levels of your beings, for we know you are doing that. We can read that. And we thank you for fronting up, and we thank you for being who you are, and for learning to love who you are unconditionally. For there is no greater way for you to become an unconditionally loving human being than to start with yourselves first. Until we have the distinct honor and the privilege of addressing all of you again next week about the collective new normal that you would like to see occur. And we ask all of you to think carefully and be ready to share that vision in 1.5 to 2 minutes maximum, so that we can collect them into the pot and use the collective magic to send that co-creation out and see how it takes shape. We bid you love and all other blessings and a very, very fond adieu. Well, I thought that was an ardent group. Wow. Ooh. I hope you can feel the love. I certainly did. Thank you all. Really thank you all for being who you are. It's so lovely for me because I actually get to see who you are energetically as well. And to the person, we are really special, loving beings. So anybody have anything? It looks like there's a minute left. That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, that's, I feel like that too. I also feel like that. Okay, well, I'm going to say good night and good morning to you, Elena, and may you have a good nap before you have to get up again. Thanks for joining us. It's 3:30 in the morning in France now. So, you know.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Yeah. Take good care.